Episode 64, Tree Efficiency and Organization Tips for Your Microgreens Business. You're listening to the Microgreens Entrepreneur Podcast, where the aim is to help you start, grow and improve any microgreens business. I'm your host, Brian Faulkner, owner of a microgreens business that I operate out of my own home. Stay tuned and welcome along. Hey there, welcome along to episode 64 of the Microgreens Entrepreneur Podcast. Hope you're keeping well there. I hope all is good with you. In this episode, I'm going to share with you three tips on organization and efficiency in your microgreens business. So being more efficient is going to help you do things faster, which in turn is going to help you make more money. And being more organized is going to help you get things done easier and be less stressed. So who doesn't want that, to make more money and be less stressed? So make sure you stay tuned for all of that. Before we get started, I want to just take a minute to talk about Trueleaf Market. Trueleaf Market are the go-to microgreen seeds and equipment company all across the United States and Canada. And all of their seeds, they're all tested to make sure that they have a high germination rate. Some companies have seed that sits in stock for long periods of time. And over time, seed gets old and it loses its viability. Trueleaf Market turns over their inventory so frequently that their seeds are always as new and as fresh as you're going to get. And that in turn is going to help you have more successful grows and make more money. So for a really great selection of microgreen seeds and equipment, head on over to microgreensentrepreneur.com/Trueleaf Market. I'm an affiliate for Trueleaf Market and I'm really happy to promote them because I really do believe that they provide a great service to the microgreens community. If you go ahead and use my link to go to their website and then you go ahead and make a purchase, I get a small commission from that sale. This is at no extra cost to you and it's one of the ways that you can help support the making of this podcast if you enjoy it and supporting it is something that you want to do. So microgreensentrepreneur.com/Trueleaf Market, or there will be a link for that in the show notes that you can just click on. Alright, so before we get on to today's episode, I want to share with you a little update about the podcast. So some of you might have noticed that there's been a bit of a gap of 2 weeks between some of the episodes lately. And the reason for that is because I've been working on some YouTube videos, I've been working on my online course, the Microgreens Business Blueprint, and I've been working on my own microgreens business, and lots more going on in the background here. So we just moved house, so the 8x8 foot spare bedroom is no more, so it's a bit of an end of an era there. I will still be growing at home here, but I have over double the amount of space as before now and a much bigger capacity to grow more. So looking forward to getting into all of that. I'm setting it all up at the moment and getting it all ready. So I'm keeping fairly busy. I'm not slacking off here. Don't worry. You might actually notice that I can hear it anyway here. There might be a bit of an echo in the sound because I haven't got this room that I'm recording in set up either. So it's not really set up too great for recording right now, but I will get that sorted out as well. But I would really like to put more of the time that I have for making content into creating some YouTube videos because I enjoy making the videos and it is very visual as well, microgreens. So I want to do that as well. So I am going to keep doing the podcast, but it's going to be every 2 weeks now. And the week in between that, I'm going to try and do a YouTube video as well. So podcast episode 1 week, YouTube video the next week. That is the plan anyway. So we'll see how it goes. So the podcast is here to stay. If you enjoy the podcast, don't worry. It's still here. There's just going to be a gap of 2 weeks from now on going forward, as opposed to an episode every week. So I really hope you're okay with that. I hope you'll stick with it. Thanks a million for always tuning in and listening. I really do appreciate it. And maybe you'll benefit from some of the other content I create as a result of reducing the amount of podcast episodes. One more thing then before we get started, I want to share the latest Apple Podcast review. And it comes in from Coderuff, or maybe that's Coderuff. I'm not sure. But anyway, they give the podcast 5 stars, so thanks a million for that. And the review, it's titled Greenskeeper, and they say, I happen to be a greenskeeper in Pittsburgh, PA, where I manage my family's 9-hole golf course and started a microgreens business last year. I built a greenhouse last year on the golf course, and your show was a significant source of information and inspiration for me to keep going at it all. So thank you and keep up the good work. Well, that is absolutely great to hear. And hearing stories like that, they actually make the podcast really worth doing. So really do appreciate that. And I don't know, I might or might not have mentioned before on the podcast here, but I actually lived in Pittsburgh, PA myself before. So I was on an internship through the Ohio State University, and I also worked on a golf course there in Pittsburgh in PA. So it was Oakmont Country Club, and this was back in 2010. So I worked there for the US Women's Open while that was held there, and I went back there again then, and I worked at the Men's US Open in 2016 as a volunteer. But that was some place to work, so really learned a lot there about discipline. So I've never been in the army, but I'd say it's the closest I've ever came to being in the army. And I don't want to underplay the army one bit. It's nothing like that in the sense my life was never at risk or anything like that. And it was no sacrifice like the people in the army make, but just the regimentalness, is that even a word? I don't know, probably not, but the strict routines, the time management, you know, if you were on time for work, you were late. So it was tough, but I learned some great disciplines there and they've stuck with me. But anyway, yeah, so thanks a million for that review, Code Rough. Really do appreciate it. And if you would like a shout out like this on a future episode of the podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review, and maybe I'll be reading out your name and your review on the next episode. All right, so let's get down to the main topic of the day, and that is to help you be more efficient and more organized. So I have three tips for you on this today, and let's just jump straight into tip number one, and this is an organizational tip. So when you're planting a lot of microgreens, and if you were doing two crops in 1 week, and if you have a small space, it's very easy to mix up and forget which crop is which. So you've a lot going on there. So what you could do, and I see people doing this, it's to write the due date on a label and stick that label onto the tray. So the date that the tray of microgreens should be harvested on, that's the date you would write on the label and stick onto the tray. And this is fine, except that you have to write it out on every label, and that takes time. And we need to try and reduce the amount of time that we spend doing this, because that makes it more profitable. And as well, it actually takes a lot of time to get that bigger label off the tray when the tray is finished and it's being washed. So my recommendation for this, and this is what I do, is to get yourself a big wall calendar and get yourself some sticky dots that are used for marking things on these wall calendars. And if you don't know what they are, they're colored round stickers. They're usually round, but you can get them in stars and all sorts of different shapes. So I just stick to the round ones. And the diameter of these, they're about the size of the tip of your baby finger. So they're pretty small. And what you do then is you mark your harvest days on the calendar with these colored dots. So you need a few different colored dots for this to work. So let's just say, for example, that you have a harvest day on Wednesday the 9th of June and Saturday the 12th of June. You put a different colored dot on each one of those days on your wall calendar. Then when you're planting for those days, so let's say 7 to 14 days prior to those dates, you're going to be planting on some of those days for those dates. Put the corresponding sticker onto the trays as you're planting them. So let's say a tray of pea shoots, for example, and you're planting a tray of pea shoots that are going to be ready on, say, Saturday the 19th of June. And you'd be planting them on about the 7th of June because it's going to take them about 12 days to be ready. You'd put a yellow dot on the 19th of June on the calendar. So the day of the 19th of June on the calendar, you put a yellow dot on that. And then when you're planting the pea shoots on the 7th, you also put a yellow dot on the tray. So this is very simple and it's easy and quick. And then they also peel off quick and easy as well when you're washing the tray after. And you do the same here for all your crops that you're planting that are going to be ready on the 19th. You'd put a yellow dot on all of those trays. So then you know that every tray that has this yellow dot on it, you look at the calendar, you see the yellow dot on the 19th, and you know that every tray with that yellow dot is due to be ready on the 19th. Then say for the following harvest day, so let's say that was the next Wednesday, you use a different colour there. So maybe you'd have red or blue or something like that. You just need a few different colours. So I hope that one makes sense and I hope it helps you keep more organised. The second tip then is an efficiency one, and this will help you plant your microgreens faster if you like to weigh out your seed when you're planting. I like to do that. Some people just pour it out by eye, so they, by this stage when you get used to it, they know by looking at the soil and seeing how many seeds are on the soil, they can tell what's enough and what'll be good. So if you're doing it for a really long time, you can see that by eye, that the right amount of seed is in your tray. But I like figures and I like keeping track of things, so I like to know the exact amount or very close to the exact amount of seed that's in each tray, and I like to keep a record of it. And I also like to try and make processes foolproof, so if there ever was a day that I employed somebody to help me here, there'd be easy processes for that person to follow and they wouldn't be expected to learn to guess stuff by eye. So a quick way of getting close to the exact same amount of seed in each tray every time without spending a lot of time weighing seed is to make specific measuring tools for each type of seed. So for example, let's say every time I want to plant trays of broccoli microgreens, and let's say I want to put 30 grams of broccoli seed into each tray. One way of doing it is I could have my weighing scales and I could put, say, a shot glass on the weighing scales. I could weigh out 30 grams of seed into the shot glass, spread that on the tray, then put the shot glass back on the weighing scales, weigh out another 30 grams and spread that on the tray again, and so on and so forth. But what I do, and I found this to be much quicker and actually surprisingly accurate as well. So you need a lot of shot glasses for this, and you can get plastic ones on Amazon for very cheap. So just type in plastic shot glasses into Amazon and this will come up for you. Then you would take one of these plastic shot glasses and you would put 30 grams or whatever amount of seed you want into one of these shot glasses. Then you would take a permanent Sharpie marker and draw a line around the shot glass at the level that the seed is at. So if you can picture an amount of seed in a shot glass where the seed is at the top, you want to mark it then, so draw the line around the top of the seeds, and then you would write on it, so you would write broccoli seed 30 grams, so you know exactly what this shot glass is for. Then you would do this with as many shot glasses as you need. So let's say you plant 10 trays of broccoli each week, you'd need 10 shot glasses just like this. So you need to, there's a bit of time making the shot glasses like this, so you're putting in time up front, but you're going to save a lot of time in the future. And then when you have this done, then you just need to fill these glasses to the line that you've drawn inside the glasses when you go to plant, and you'll have pretty much the exact same amount of seed in each tray. You'll know exactly the resources that you're using, and you'll be able to know all of this and still get the job done quickly. For different seeds then, you'll need different sized things to hold all the different types of seeds. So with pea seeds, say, for example, it's much bigger. And for this, I use small measuring jugs. You'll just really have to find what you can to make these things up. But the shot glasses are a great one for small seeds. The third and final tip then is another organizational one. And this is in relation to you planning. And planning ahead, I know I've said it on the podcast before, it is so important. And by having an easy plan to follow, it just makes life so much easier. So this is a tip for a planting plan. So one of the good things about a microgreens business, well, in my opinion, it's one of the good things about it, is that you have to repeat the same tasks pretty much every week, unless you have to tweak things to grow more or grow less or maybe grow a new variety. So all of the tasks that you need to do each week, I recommend writing up a daily task list. If you're growing a lot of different varieties or you're doing two grow cycles a week, this is absolutely essential. So this is a must if you're growing a lot of different things or, yeah, growing two grow cycles a week. You've got a lot going on there. So to make this daily task list, you really need to begin with the end in mind. And that's something that Stephen Covey would say. So Stephen Covey, if you don't know, he's the author of a great book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's a really, really good book. If you're into personal development and you haven't read that one, I highly recommend it. So very good. So The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. But anyway, so when we're creating this daily task list, you need to begin with the end in mind. So for example, if you want your microgreens to be ready to harvest every Thursday, you'll have had to plant all the varieties that you want for that Thursday a certain amount of days prior to that Thursday. And some of those varieties will take longer to grow than others, so they'll be planted on different days. Then if you throw another harvest day into this, you'll have lots of different things to plant on lots of different days. And it's impossible to remember everything without a plan. You'll most likely forget something, and I know this from making my own mistakes here, but if you work backwards from the days you need the microgreens to be ready on, you can mark it in on your daily task list what needs to be planted on each day. So then it's there in front of you and it's on a plan. Stick that plan on your wall then, look at it every day, then do the tasks that are on the day. So all the thinking here is really done up front. So on the days that you need to do the tasks, you're just doing the tasks. So you're just looking at the calendar or the planner and you're just doing the tasks. So this really makes life so much less stressful when you know that if you just follow the plan that you've laid out for yourself, everything's going to be good. And like I said before then, the plan might change. So maybe you might get a new customer and then you need to grow more. Well, then you change your plan accordingly at that time. Having this plan made, it will really save you so much time and energy thinking every day what you need to do, and it really takes away the risk of forgetting to do something. So I can't recommend that enough. Make a good plan, stick it on your wall, then follow the plan. So the 3 tips again were: color code your trays with calendar dots and have them correspond to a date on the calendar so you know what crops are going to be ready on what dates. The second one then was marking the correct seed density for each crop on things like shot glasses or other measurement jugs to quickly be able to put the same amount of seed into all your trays when you're planting. And the last one then was to put in the thinking time up front and make yourself an easy to follow daily task plan that you're able to follow each day without doing too much thinking about what you need to do at the time of needing to do it. So I hope those tips help you. If you've got any efficiency or organizational tips of your own that you want to share, I'm all ears, so you can get me at brian@microgreensentrepreneur.com. If you'd like to start your own microgreens business and you'd like to know the first steps in starting a microgreens business, you can head over to microgreensentrepreneur.com/ebook and you can download a free ebook there. So it's a beginner's guide to starting a microgreens business, and it'll take you all the way from getting set up, getting your equipment, all the way to making your first sale. So that's microgreensentrepreneur.com/ebook. So that's it for this week. Thanks a million for listening all the way to the end here. Really, really appreciate it. Hope you have a great week there, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode. If you'd like to support the making of the podcast, purchasing your supplies from True Leaf Market through my affiliate link is one of the ways that you can do that. Head on over to microgreensentrepreneur.com/True Leaf Market or click the link in the show notes when you're going to make a purchase at True Leaf Market. And both of these links will bring you directly to True Leaf Market's website. This is at no extra cost to you, and it keeps resources like this podcast free. So thank you so much for the support.